All right, hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right, we're all good. All right, okay. So what's going on, Josh?
Oh, I'm just chilling, you know. It's weird with the quarantine and school and everything.
Hey, but we're making it through, though. All right, yeah. So I'm just gonna introduce it, and then we can get right into it.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so welcome, everybody, to Making the Cut, Episode 5, with our special guest, Josh Elbers. He is a good friend of mine. We played together for a pretty long time now in multiple sports. But, yeah, Josh, you go ahead and tell him about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Josh. You know, I've known Jordan since middle school, yeah?
Yeah.
Sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
That basketball team. You know, you used to play basketball.
Yeah.
And then gave that up after freshman year to start playing volleyball.
Yeah, he gave up what? You gave up freshman year, and then I gave up sophomore year?
Yeah, I went through freshman year, but then the sophomore year I decided to focus on volleyball, and yeah. I started club that year.
Yeah, did you – club was like during the same season as basketball, wasn't it?
Yeah, they're both in the winter, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you probably couldn't do both. It'd be hard to do both.
Yeah, I don't think the timetables matched up, so.
Yeah. All right, so, so pretty much just on this episode, just going to be talking about our past, of course. We have a lot. We've gone through a lot together.
Yeah.
Pretty much talking about our past, future, and just some of our favorite things about the game and different aspects of the game. All right, so we're just going to hop straight into the first question. So me and Josh have played sand together for about 2 years now. 2 years?
Yes, 2 years.
Two sand seasons, I guess. Two summers.
Yep.
So like the first sand season was my first time ever playing sand. I think Josh had played the year before, right?
No, that was my first time as well.
Oh yeah. That was our first years. Yeah, that was our sophomore summer into junior year. And yeah. That was technically like still my first year playing volleyball. And then he'd been playing for like a year or so before. And we started sand, and it was underneath our high school coach. So our high school coach ran it, kind of. He was there. He didn't really run it though.
Yeah, he was like the head coach, but he was never there.
Yeah, he was there like two sessions.
Like, he went to the first one and he was like, okay, guys, I'm never going to be here again.
He came to the first one, and then he came to the one, like the last one, and then the one like he gave us like our shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, that's literally all the times we saw him.
I know. But he was pretty much the reason why we joined up, because he was like, oh, guys, come join my
– Yeah. He
was telling all the high school players to come out for his sand.
He mostly told the varsity guys, though, but a lot of the varsity guys weren't really that into volleyball at the time.
So. No, a lot of the last year seniors, like the year ahead of us.
Yeah. They were like iffy about volleyball, so they didn't really come.
Yeah.
So it was mostly just us. It was me, you, Court, Ty.
Yeah. And then didn't it arrive? And Izzy go too?
Yeah, Rossio and Izzy first were there.
Year.
But
that first year.
Yeah. But they were like, they're like off and on. But yeah, so me and Josh, we're partners. That we just kind of stuck together just because, one, it was like our first years together and we just didn't really know what sand was. Mm-hmm. It was just tough. So we stuck together. We were partners. And I mean, honestly, that first year, we were pretty bad. We were
yeah.
We didn't even have like our competition wasn't really that crazy, and we were still just.
Did we even do any tournaments our first year? Like,
no, we didn't, because I think we were just nervous. Like, I didn't want to go because I knew
we were both like, damn, like we can barely like play against the girls.
Yeah, we can barely play. Like, we really do good in practices. Yeah. We're not gonna. We had no chance.
It was so different than indoor. It was difficult.
Yeah. Here. Yeah, it was especially our like first couple of years playing. Like, we were not ready for that.
No.
But I mean, we made it out, and I think it made me a lot better for indoor.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Like, sand is so much
It's so much like It's so much like more like skill and technique, like, and it makes you think a lot more and like observe a lot more than
Yeah,
on
you,
in indoor, and that
especially
translates
because
to indoor.
it's doubles. Like it's just you, it's you and the other player.
You have to read everything and observe everything, like.
Yeah. Like I really like sand just because, well, the ball is bigger. The ball is bigger, but I don't know if we played with the bigger balls last, like that first year, but the passing is easier.
Yeah, the
And
passing was you because no one could hit, like, it's hard to hit
yeah.
in sand, like hit
For our
just
age level.
spots. Yeah, for when that first year, yeah.
It was like the serve receive, even though we both were like kind of trash at it at that year,
Yeah.
it still wasn't bad just because like it's so easy. All you have to do is make the stable platform and it'll bounce right to the middle. Like that's where you
Yeah.
want it to go in the sand, you know, right up in the middle. And I'm not saying it went there every single time. It barely got there like 10% of the time that first
10%.
year.
Yeah, that first year.
But I mean, I think we were just trying to bang out. Like we were literally
Yeah,
just trying to hit
I
every
think we're
single
just
thing down.
experiencing it. I think we're just experiencing it and getting to know it that first year.
Yeah, like we just tried to hit straight down on every single shot.
Yes, we kept on hitting the tape no matter what. No
No
matter
matter.
what we
You
did.
remember that you remember that that tournament we went to where it was grown men. It was like Arturo Azzi and it was
Yes!
grown men.
Oh my
Bro, we got clapped on.
we were so, oh my God, that, dude, we were the youngest by like, well, I guess
Like years.
Arturo is our age, but
Ozzy's a little older, but then the rest of them, it was like
4 years
that
old,
was the cap.
it was like Trace's age, like,
Yeah, it was like Trace is like 25, 26.
yeah.
And so like it was like Anthony Munoz, which is a little older, and then the rest was just higher on from there. Like it was
Yes.
just
Like the guys
crazy.
next to us brought a cooler with some beers and stuff, and we were like,
Bro, yeah, like literally they're like drinking them like between sets, like between
yeah.
points,
They were
timeouts. Like it was
drinking
crazy.
during warm-ups, bro. They brought them onto the
Like
court.
they're drinking it like water. It was crazy because like I had never seen anything like that before.
No, yeah.
Especially just playing indoor. Like I was not experienced in that way. I didn't even know, I was kind of off topic, but I didn't even know grass tournaments were a thing until like my second year.
Yeah, like there's so much like volleyball other than just indoor.
Yeah, and every single one of them is different too.
Yeah, they're all unique, but they're still
Yeah.
volleyball.
Yeah, still volleyball, still, you know, pass set hit. But I mean, yeah, so that was our first year, and then our second year of sand, we had just come off of, it was actually kind of unique itself because we had, it was COVID. We
Yeah,
were like, that
that was
was.
the beginning of that was like after the first month of quarantine where it was like everything just started to open back up again.
Yeah, I don't even think stuff was opening up. I think we just kind of did it. I think we just went
Yeah,
out there and we're like, all right,
maybe
well,
that's kind of what it was. But
yeah, we catch it, we catch it.
I think it was like 10 people or something,
Yeah, it wasn't,
and we
yeah,
had
it wasn't a
10
lot.
kids, so I think we were good.
Yeah, it wasn't, it definitely wasn't a handful. It wasn't like last year or the year before.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just kind of like hopped into it. They took our temperatures and stuff every day. And they made that, you know, that clear. We're all good, but we just hopped in. It was like June, and we had started quarantine in like what, March, and we went for what, like 2 months? 2 months, like June and July.
Yeah, June and July.
Yeah, and so we did that. This year's sand was way like we had gotten way better
Yes,
since last year.
we
I think that's
actually know what
probably.
we're doing this year, man.
Yeah, we were actually like putting in like pokies and
Yeah.
short tips and just different things like that. And I think because like I think the only reason we were like putting in those parts of the game in is just because our coach was finally able to do that with us. Like we weren't as new, we weren't as raw to the game.
That first year of sand, I think it was just experiencing everything and
Yeah.
like just observing and absorbing it. And then that
Yeah,
second
we
year we could start to put it into practice and experience everything.
Yeah, we definitely had to get thrown out into the deep end and just kind of sink or swim.
Yeah.
And I think playing so much, like we, after the first year of sand, we played like a lot. Like we played a lot of indoor, like so much. We had club, of course, and we were just playing like everywhere we could. And yeah. I think that probably helped a lot.
Yeah, we went, we'd always just be playing all the time.
Yeah, we'd go to VC like literally every weekend at least.
At least once a week.
Yeah, unless if not some weekdays. That's on top of practices and just different things like that. But yeah, so the second year of sand, we were in like what, two or three tournaments? Like sand tournaments?
We did two, I think, or three maybe.
I think we did three, but the third one wasn't that good. I'm not sure.
Yeah. No, you're right. That third one, yeah.
Yeah. This summer was crazy. Like I played so much volleyball. I played sand, indoor, grass. It was crazy. We were all over the place, but playing sand. Like,
you wouldn't think that this summer we would be like more active in volleyball because of the quarantine, but that's just how it worked out.
Yeah, like literally that's the most active I've been for volleyball wise since I've started. Like I've never done that much.
I know. Yeah.
And we had the league at the UW for like our Nick 10 like kind of mock season.
Yes, I remember that.
And we would literally one day we literally came from
the tournament.
Yeah, we came from a sand tournament and then went right to the went home, showered, went right to the league, indoor league.
Yeah, it was like 2 hours after the tournament ended.
Yeah, to go show up. I still had sand at like in some places.
Yes.
And I think the next day I had to get up and go to like I had to go to NIU for a grass tournament.
Yeah, I think you had a grass tournament the next day. Yeah,
it was me and Jeremiah, and
I remember that
we went to a grass tournament like 6 a.m. It was crazy. Like my legs, I don't even know how I did that. I really couldn't tell you.
I remember you talking about it, and I was like, "He's trying to kill himself or something, man." Like I don't know what he's doing.
Like I don't even know what I was thinking when I planned that. Like I was like, "Dude, what did I get myself into?"
That sounds like a good idea.
I mean, it was fun though. Like no, it wasn't the NIU one. We went to the grass extravaganza. It was the one in
Rockford. It was a grass one.
Yeah, it was like 15 minutes from my house. So it was fun just because like literally all of Rockford's volleyball community was there. Like even the people that weren't playing, but that they were in Rockford, yeah, they came. And yeah. That was just really fun because you could see it was a full field just of people just playing and all that type of stuff. It was pretty hot that day, but it rained. It rained on us. And so we had to postpone it a little bit.
Yeah, I remember. In our car. I remember you guys talking about that.
Yeah, it rained, and some people didn't even, like, go in their car or anything. They literally just stayed out there.
Dang.
But, I mean, it was fine. It was okay. And then, so, yeah. Sand, we got a lot better.
Yeah, for sure.
We didn't win any, whatchamacallit. So we didn't win any tournaments this year, but no. It was still fun. Like, it was still lit to just be out there.
I think we got close to that one tournament. And then I remember another one where we were going to go, and then I think something came up, and we didn't, and then Court and Ty were telling us, like, oh, that was
the
tournament.
Yeah, that was the easiest one.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I remember that.
And because we were going to go. We were talking about it, like, a week earlier. We were like, oh, yeah, we can go out to the Friday one. Yeah, that sounds
fun. Dang, I feel like we could have definitely won that one too, because we were pretty close to beating Court and Ty.
We were beating them up in practice towards the end.
Yeah,
we beat them up in practice like that week, and then that Friday on the tournament they said they won. So I think
we were pretty confident. We were like, dang, we should have went on there, because I feel like we could have won it if it was as easy as they were talking about it.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's all good. We'll have next year. I feel like next year is just going to be like, I hope the competition's not crazy, because I really just want to ball out. I want to have fun.
Yeah.
Especially at last year. I want to have
fun with that.
But maybe since we'll be 18, maybe we'll be putting that bracket with the older guys again. Drinking beers.
For real. And they're all wearing like super like expensive knee braces and all the time, like on my back.
Knee braces, the expensive sunglasses, the hats.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about like, yeah, my back and knee problems, man. And I'm like, yeah, I relate. Kids and stuff.
Yeah, I gotta go to work after this. Like, I can't be here for long. All right, so we'll kind of leave that topic. We're going to our second one. It's kind of a question one. So, for you, what was your favorite team to set for in all seasons, or all teams in all seasons?
Okay, that's a hard one. I have to think.
I mean, you've been on what? The VC team your first year.
Yeah.
School.
First year.
VC again, school.
That first year of VC where you weren't even in volleyball yet. Yeah. I was a right side that year. So I was.
Oh, really?
Setting. Yeah. Was
Gabe setting?
It was Gavin.
Oh, yeah. Gavin, my bad.
Yeah, Gavin. He was the setting. Hmm. And then, but I was set freshman year, sophomore year. And this past, I would have said this past junior year.
Yeah, school.
I am on 182 these past two for club.
Yeah.
So I would say probably last year for 182.
For club?
Yeah.
Cause you had some
older kids. It was so fun to like learn to work with them.
Yeah. There, you had some high flyers on your team. You had Lawan. Colby got up.
Colby, Carlin, yeah.
Kyle. Kyle's just a heavy hitter.
Yeah, Kyle. He's kind of like Arturo. Like, they both hit so hard.
Yeah, it's just hard to up it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't go super down, though. But it's just hard. Yeah. It comes at you fast.
I remember in one tournament, we had to have Weston and Clayton. They had to play outside for us.
Like, yeah, I remember. That was a couple tournaments, right?
Yeah, I think we did that for like two or three tournaments. Like, that's
what
we should be doing it for, but more, that's just how it turned out.
Two or three more than we should have had to.
Yeah, because Coach Junior would always be like, okay, guys, who's coming? And he would always be disappointed in us because there would always be at least one person who never showed up. We never had a tournament with everyone. I don't think we ever did.
Maybe. I think, did you guys have it the first one where we were at like Palos or something? No, that wasn't Palos. That was, I forgot which one that was. The first one.
The very first tournament?
I don't think we were in the same spot.
You know, I think we did. I think we did for one. Yeah, I think we did for then, that. Yeah.
Yeah, and then but you I just.
Know, like, Blonde didn't show up. And we had Kyle for the first, like, the other Kyle.
Oh, yeah, Kyle. I forgot
Camp, his last Camp Fur or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Camp Fur. Yeah, he got moved up.
Yeah, he got moved up, and then Lawan got down to us. But
yeah,
I think me and Lawan clicked pretty well, so it worked out fine.
You and Lawan worked really good, because I think Lawan doesn't like to be so serious about the game.
Yeah,
and then you guys like clicked, and I think 181 was just like,
yeah, 181.
They were driven.
They were trying to, like, that was their senior year. They were trying to go.
Yeah.
And then
they were going out.
I agree with you. Like, he was serious about it, but he wasn't as like as much as like Jason and Nikos and stuff.
Yeah, he wasn't like getting there and trying to just, you know, really. He wasn't a part of that yet.
I think we clicked because of that, because, like, I understood where he's coming from and I could, like, relate to it.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, him and Jason weren't, like, clicking on that level.
Yeah.
They never had, like, that connection.
Yeah. Yeah, that chemistry going especially as a middle setter type of thing that's needed.
So then I feel like on that 181 team, he never got set that much. And so then when he came to me and then I started setting him in, he would actually like hit, and we had to like teach him like how to hit better. It just worked.
Yeah, building that confidence together. That's important, especially as a middle. I wasn't at middle long, but I did know that
Yeah.
I had to have some type of connection with you otherwise.
So, like, the connection, like, it's so, so important. Like, you just have to talk to them. Like, it doesn't even have to be about volleyball. You, like, even if on the court, you just have to talk.
Yeah. I think it's probably one of the most important connections as far as player to player goes.
Yeah,
because outsides can pretty much just be the trash dump guy. You can set them anything.
Yeah, like outside, like, damn, what do? I'll just put them all up. Like,
yeah, like usually there's some high flyers.
You can just give it to them, and they'll make something with it.
Yeah, right side is always pretty much the same. You can give it to them; they'll make do.
Yeah, but
middles, it has to be on because they can't hit a ball that's super off.
Because they're so tight and so quick compared to outside and right side, like to the net and the tempo.
Yeah.
Like if it's not perfect, it's bad.
Yeah, and their blockers are usually the tallest too, so you have to make sure they can work around that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. So 182 of last year was your favorite
team.
So what do you think about your team this year, your 182 team this year?
This and year,
how could you compare the two, you know, side by side?
I think it's going to be a struggle this year because
with what we can do,
yes,
as far as COVID,
with and like comparing team chemistry and like I don't know, just like work ethic, I would say as well, like the teams and like physical abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Like last year, all the seniors like had a really good bond, and it was really fun to like go experience that and make some of my own with them and like make friends with them. But then this year it feels like, especially with like COVID, so we can't even like spend that much time together and like
outside of the gym.
Yeah, so then it just feels like we're just playing on the court, not that we're a team. Like it just feels like we're just playing on the court together.
And that's an extreme disadvantage, especially because that 182, the 182 team this year, it's so many people from different places.
Yes, it's such a mix of everyone.
And nobody really knows each other. Like, we haven't played with them ever before.
No one knows each other on that team. Like, last year, pretty much everyone knew each other, and we could all just become great friends like that.
Yeah. But
this year, no one really knows each other. And then it's hard to, like, establish it. Like the connection, like because we spend all the time working and we can't like do stuff outside of the gym that much.
So it's not even that stuff outside of the gym. It's just the little things like the being at a tournament and waiting like 2 hours and then you're sitting with your team and, you know, you just get to talk and just do weird stuff with them.
Yes, exactly. Like that's what we're missing out on for this team.
Yeah, we can't have that right now.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, with that team, with like, you guys don't know as far as the listeners, but with the 182 team, how many people on your team? It's like, it's a decent amount.
Yeah. There's at least like, I think there's like about 9 or 10.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a decent amount. And
but the thing is, like, all of them are DSs. Like, four of them.
Yeah. Like, a majority of them are DSs. And, how you guys only have like what, 3 or 4 hitters as far as that?
Yeah, we only have one middle. So this year, as a setter, I'm setting out a middle. So like I am a middle this year.
Wow,
but still,
wow, that's different.
Yeah,
it's a big change from a very athletic team a year ago that could virtually have anybody play any position, and then you're gonna have to like kind of lead them this year just because.
For sure.
The chemistry isn't there.
But I think that's going to help me grow. Because last year, I feel like I was kind of complacent. Like, okay. And they're athletic enough to go cover up. Like everyone was athletic enough to cover up everyone's mistakes.
Yeah. You didn't really have to be too specific on things. You could just kind of put it up there.
Exactly.
And the athleticism could cover the patch.
Yes. But this year, it's like, yeah, I have to step up and be a leader in start like telling people what I expect and like, oh, get the pass here, like, and then start setting a lot more like, okay, like how did that feel, like, mm-hmm. just tell me what you think.
Yeah, more precise about it.
Yeah.
Because if you're off,
I have to put a lot more attention to detail.
Yeah.
Team.
It's going to be a lot more pressure on you if you're off, because one, you're like the one of the only setters, and then two, it's just, it's all coming from you. So it's all,
yes.
And you're the one in charge of getting everything in place, which is a normal setter does, but usually a normal setter has a little bit more help and can be, yeah, a little bit more complacent.
Like, you can rely on your libero to, like, at least get it into a certain position, and you can rely on your hitter, like, oh, it's a little bit off, but they're good enough to know how to work with that.
Yeah.
And like they'll throw it on the hands or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Recycle, different things like that. I think just with that 181 or 182 team, like this year, people, they know each other, but it's like little pods. It's like,
yeah,
two people
I feel
that
like
know
it's
each
like
other.
All Jefferson is like,
yeah, it's
just
Jefferson
there, and then it's like everyone else, I feel like.
It's Jefferson and then a couple other schools, and it's just like, or it's Jefferson, but they don't really know each other from Jefferson. Like, they're not really in the same friend group. And
yeah.
So that'll just,
like, everyone's that just, like, we have like connections, but we're all like separate. Like,
yeah.
We have kids from Boylan and Hano. And
yeah, it's
Jefferson.
It's a big group.
Yeah.
It's a huge group. And I think it's very different from, well, from the outside looking in. I know last year on the 171 team, we had like three or four kids from Guilford. Like,
yeah,
you would have been on that team too if it was allowed.
Yeah, I think like, because they didn't want us Guilford,
yeah,
to just have a free season.
Yeah, just like another season together, which makes,
yeah,
sense. But it was me, Mindy, Court, and Iman on one team. We all go to Guilford. We all go to the same high school.
Yeah, so if they put me there, it would have been
five.
One setter with four,
yeah,
of the hitters.
Yeah, it would have been a whole lineup of just Guilford.
Yeah.
And that would have been fair. So that's one of the reasons why you got put on 182.
Yeah.
Just to kind of balance it out a bit. But, I mean, yeah, it was a lot of us are coming out of Guilford, but it's a majority of Jefferson and Boylan.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy. But, yeah, so I think that's a really good, like, comparison of the two teams, just because they are really different. Even from just – if you're just coming and watch a practice, they're so different, just the way they carry themselves. And not to say either one is bad, but – just the difference. You can see it both.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so moving into the next type of question. So can you describe your game and like how you move and like why do you do what you do on the court, on the sand,
okay,
court, on this indoor court, just anything.
Yeah.
How do you describe your game?
So I'm going to take it back for a history lesson. You know, started playing in middle school, eighth grade year. You know, I got into it, and I think it was just because, like, a why not type of thing. Like, why not go,
yeah,
join the team, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was on there with Edgar. And me, Edgar, and Jalen were the eighth graders on the team. So then I feel like one of us had to step up and like kind of lead the team, and
yeah,
I took that role. And so I think that started me off like trying to like talk on the court and like be enthusiastic and be like, oh no, it's okay, and try,
yeah,
to like lead the team like mentally throughout,
mm-hmm,
the game. And so I think that's what started me like trying to be a team leader. And then I would say like freshman year, they had me set a little bit. And then from that position, like that eighth grade year, I was a hitter that didn't know how to hit. Like,
yeah,
it was bad that year. I hit one time, I think, like our very last game in hitting lines, and I actually hit and it went in. And I was,
ooh,
like, oh my God, it went in. And then I told Edgar, I was like, Edgar, bro, I'm a genius. Like, I figured it out. Like, all you have to do is when you hit, you just snap your wrist. And then the coach has been telling me that since day one. And then
last game.
The very last game in warmups, I'm like, oh my God, I'm a genius. I figured it out. Like, and so then freshman year, they put me up as a setter. Cause I was right side again. But we had Fernando that year and he's gone.
Yeah.
But he was so like nervous to set right side. Like just like Eduardo kinda. You remember Eduardo from our JV year? Like they were both so nervous to set right side. Like, so coach just saw me just kind of standing there, like not really contributing as a right side because the ball never came my way. So it was just like a waste of a person on the court.
Mm-hmm.
So then the coach was just like, oh, here, you should try being a setter as well. And so I think from the setter position, like, and coming kind of from like a hitter, like I could kind of understand like where they want the ball, how they want it set. And then transitioning into that setter position, it kind of like took my leadership up as well, because now I could like understand where the passes have to go, how I have to set the ball, and where the hitters want it and how they hit. And so I feel like that just took that like motivation and leadership up to the next level.
Mm-hmm. So you're basically just saying, like, you as being a setter or coming from the right side and transitioning to the setter spot, you understand the struggles of it pretty much, and you know how you would want it, and so you try your best to give them, you know, what they how they would want it.
And that's why I'm always asking, like if they get a great kill, I'll be like, okay, that was nice, like let's do that again.
Yeah,
but like if I set it and it's a little bit off, and then they whiff the hit, and it's like kind of half my fault, but like half their fault. Like they still could have got it in.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, okay, so like, how do you want that set to be? Like, I can put that a little tighter. I can put it a little higher for you if you want. Like, just let me know. And so I'm always trying to like communicate with the hitters and talk with them.
Yeah, and that's really important as a setter. As a lot of setters, it's not that they don't communicate, it's just they don't really pay that much attention.
Yeah, they don't like care.
Yeah.
Like almost.
Yeah, like it's usually up to the hitter themselves to tell them like, oh, I want this a little bit tighter or inside or
otherwise
not
they'll just
dying.
They'll just keep dishing out the same type of set.
Either the hitter or the coach. And sometimes it's even hard for the coach to see because they're not on the court. They're not on the court with you guys.
Yeah, they're not experiencing it. They're just observing from the outside.
Yeah. And so I think that's one of the most important parts of the game, just communication on all levels.
Yeah, throughout the whole team. Yeah.
Yeah, just not just when you're playing, when you're, you know, between the points.
Between points and timeouts and stuff, everything.
Yeah. Every part of it.
Yeah.
That's really good. I really like that.
And then I would say like movement on the court has been it's been picking up this year just from sand. Like I was saying earlier about sand, like it forces you to observe and read and react a lot better than in indoor. And so I'd say because of like the sand experience, like that translates very well into indoor for just passing and reading where the hit's going to be.
Yeah. You're actually like a pretty good, as far as pretty good at defense when it comes to like digging things, like you can get to things, not much of a diver, but as when it's there and you're solid.
Yeah. And especially my face.
Josh during the summer league, that we were talking about earlier, we played, it was kind of a mock high school season. Josh got hit in the face a good amount of times.
Like every week we had it. Like every week we had it.
Every week.
It's just like, I don't even know how to explain.
And it wasn't light hits either. It was.
No, it was like they're going for the kill. Like
one shot came down the line. I don't even know what happened. It came down the line. Josh was sitting there Oh, and he just got blew up, like
lit. I remember that. Up. That was Harlem. That was Harlem. It was yeah, that one.
It was the outside. His name?
Yeah.
Kayvon.
Yes, Kayvon. No, because bro, I swear, I was like, oh, the ball went outside the antenna. I was like, I'm good. Like, I'll start transitioning to go set. And that's I just see the ball coming, and I just think in my head, like, damn, I can't do anything.
No, like I literally think that ball was. I think that ball was out because you're like you're tall.
Like I was standing like on the line, like
yeah, and you were standing like straight up, so it was like floating. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't going down. There was no downward like downward projection to that. Like it was,
no.
And it came so fast, and it almost hit the ceiling.
He hit it so hard, and it came so fast. Like I saw the ball. Like I didn't even see the ball. I just saw his outline. Like hit, and I see an object coming, getting closer, and I'm like, "Damn, I accept. Like, I can't change destiny. Like, I just close my eyes, turn my face a little bit so it hit my cheek, and then that's just how it went.
Like, and that was the time when that was like literally, I don't think we had played a sand tournament that day, but we had practiced like the day before, and like we were practicing like the tomahawks and
yes,
putting your hands up fast.
Yeah,
I was like Josh, you just gotta put your hands up, and then the next play it was yeah. Like bam, and I was just like, and then I think like the following week we went to a VC open gym, and we're playing sixes, and
yes, in the back,
we were playing in the back of the gym. And it's sixes. It's like it's a pretty good game going. And so we're going. And then I think Jake sets me.
Yeah.
And I go up to hit and I cut it down the line and it just whacks Josh in the face.
I know. I was like, okay, he's looking down cross right now. Like he's looking there. But yeah. Then the ball, it just kept going. And I was like, oh shit. Like he's about to turn line right now.
Like it, I had a big line shot too. Like I had a big line seam, and so
I know.
If the like, and though, but I think what caught you off guard though is the ball died inside. Like the ball came and was like pretty much next to the blocker's hands, and yeah. I just pretty much chucked it straight to the corner, tried to get it, and it uh-huh. It got you right in the face.
Yeah,
it was funny though. The whole gym was just started crying.
The whole gym, bro.
It was all we had to stop the game. We couldn't even play.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay, but enough about my face. Okay, enough about that.
This is a sensitive topic.
Back to something else. No, and then I would say like the sand. It just helps like defense.
Yeah, yeah,
and I think it makes you think like on offense as well. But that also thinking on offense also translates to defense. Like if you're thinking on offense, like okay, like I'm up and I see where defense is. Like this looks like a good spot to tip. But then on defense, yeah. You're thinking like, oh, like if I was gonna do something with it, I would try to do this.
I would do this, and then I'd so, go like, to the spot.
Yeah, and then when that happens and you read it, it's like it feels so good. Like
yeah,
you really like I'm like good oh, read. Like the ball's too tight. But they didn't push it out enough. Like he's gonna try to throw it down line or something. Like you just come up and then they tip it right there, and you're like, nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Sand is a really good thing just for your overall game. Like it'll help you develop more than you know.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right, so enough about your face and enough about
the other. Yeah, topic. Next topic. Next, nice.
We'll move on. All right, so who has been. Some of your favorite teammates to play with along the years, any sport. I know you haven't played. You played football, right? You played football middle school.
I did 1 year in middle school, so I don't even think I'll bring that up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, who has been top three favorite teammates that you've played with on any sport, any team, any year?
So I would probably say Lawan from that 182 team.
Mm-hmm.
Just the energy he brought to the team, and like. Our celebrations and and just like watching him grow into like a really good hitter. Like
he's a really just fun person.
Yeah, like the energy he has, it's so fun to play with him.
Yeah.
like on and off the court. Like, it's just, he's just a good guy to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably, I feel like an honorable mention would be like Iman, because he's fun to play with, but his fundamentals are so like solid. Like, I feel like I don't have to push myself.
Yeah.
To play with him.
He's one of the players that you just kind of let free.
Yeah. So he's fun, but it's like I don't have to challenge myself to play with him. Like he always like can run that one ball, and he can always like, and he's kind of quiet on the court, I feel like.
He's not gonna give you too much like of a,
like if I ask him and he'll just say like, oh no, that's fine. And yeah, I'll say feedback. Like, no, actually it was too low. So yeah. I'll get higher.
Yeah, you like, kinda with him you kinda have to know.
Yeah.
He's not gonna tell you. He's not gonna give you too much. He's not gonna give you bad feedback. Because he's just a positive person.
I would say playing with, I kind of want to say like, I feel like Alex, like I only played with him for sand just for a little bit this past year.
Yeah.
But like, we just clicked like so well. Like,
oh yeah, you guys did.
We played together, like both of our like levels just grew. Like, we just had like that good synergy.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even like, it was just for no reason. Like, we just were good together.
Yeah, he's a pretty tall guy too. I mean, he's not super tall, but he's tall enough.
Yeah,
and he can get up there, and he's working on his fundamentals, but they already are sound.
Yeah, I feel like his swing was a little he could have worked on that, but I think he's working on that right now. So yeah. I think that would be good,
especially by next year, like next sand year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be really good. He's a really solid player, and it's still becoming really solid.
Mm-hmm. And then I would probably say you for my third person because no, like it's because it was fun watching you grow. I feel like it was fun watching you grow, like from the very start when you were middle. And you messed up every, like, we do passing drills, and you would have no idea what to do. You'd just be standing there, like, I don't know, like,
dude,
arms out, but.
I still think about the time where Coach Gretchen, our JV coach, made us do, like, diving drills. Bro, that hurts so bad.
Yes, yes.
I literally just threw my body on the ground, and everybody's just laughing at me, like,
yes. Bro. Yeah,
like I was so embarrassed. I was literally just throwing my body on the ground, going for the balls. Yeah. I had no clue what to do.
And then I feel like because in middle school, like we had like a friendship, but it wasn't that close.
Yeah. And then
right when you came into volleyball, like our relationship just grew with it.
Yeah, especially
like,
that,
we got along closer.
Yeah, especially coming out of freshman year basketball, which kind of like. Freshman year basketball was just a story in itself.
Yeah, that's a whole other episode.
It was really fun though. Like, it made a brotherhood out of the people that were on the team.
Yeah,
like
we'll have to get a special episode, bro. Bring in everyone from the team. No, hey, that's what, I went out to eat one time, and I saw Evan, bro. I saw Evan in the drive-thru. He said, "Is that Josh Albers?" I was like, "Boy, who said my name?" Like, that's Evan right there.
Evan.
Good to see him, man.
He's a whole separate podcast.
He's episode for himself, man.
But yeah, like freshman year basketball, it just kind of made it. It was just so much fun. Like, it was like, I don't even know how to describe it. We were just having fun
as a team. It was work. Like, the coaches were working us, but like,
oh yeah,
it brought us together though.
Yeah, you didn't really mind it because they were good coaches and they were nice coaches and they were funny.
Yeah. They were fun. And then that just brought all the kids together, and we just had a good relationship with each other.
I think especially because it was our freshman year, we were just kind of like figure it all out. We were just banded together by default.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the funnest parts. That's one of the funnest years of my high school career.
Yeah, for sure.
Just the bus rides and everything. Like, everything was just fun. But We play volleyball now, not basketball.
Yeah, volleyball. But then back to, like, I like playing with you too because, like, we did sand and everything. So I feel like I know how you want the ball. So, like, right when I sat, I can tell. I'm like, well, like, Jordan will love that. Or, like, oh, damn, it needs to be a little higher. Yeah. I got to push it a little farther, and then it would have been perfect. And then, like, you'll come in and be like, oh, Josh, just push it a little farther. And I'll be like, yeah, yeah, I know.
Like, I already know. Like, you don't even have to say it.
Yeah, I feel like, I have a good connection with you. Like, I know how you kind of want the ball. Like, pretty good compared to, like, other people that I just met, like, especially on this 182 team that's new.
Yeah.
Don't have the connections with them.
I was low-key kind of pushing for it to be on the 181 team because I think your just connection with me and Court.
I feel like I have a good connection with, like, all the Guilford kids. And I feel like I have a good connection with even, like, Jake the setter and Owen.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, like, it would have been good just because you know us and it would just bring the team chemistry to a higher level.
Yeah, I feel like that too. Like me and Jake have different, like, sets, but I feel like we bring different chemistry to the
team. Yeah, you bring a lot of different things to the table. And I just think it would have been fun to run that 6-2 with you guys because it just would have been. Like, it just would have been great because we all have the good chemistry already. It would just be putting it together. But, yeah. I mean, there's not that many setters in our class that are, like, very good.
Yeah, I feel like they could have done something with Liam, but I don't know.
Liam, I think he's fitting into the libero role, like, pretty good. It's definitely new to him,
that's
though.
That's good, though.
He's very new to it. Like, it's very raw to him. But he's like, putting in the work to be good at it, though. So that's, like, really good. But back to what you're saying, like, I think I agree with you. Like, especially, I know we keep talking about Sam, but that's where we've played the most at together with.
Yeah, because it's just us on the court. It's just us.
We've only played on one team actually together. We play on the same club, but not on the same team. We only played on JV team. That was, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, and you were a middle as well.
Yeah, and that was, like, our first time together.
Yeah, but, and we even had Eduardo sitting too, so it wasn't, like, me the whole time anyway.
Yeah, you came through, like, kind of at the end of the season. Or I don't even know, but...
Yeah, it was kind of, like, mid-end. And then Christian was just, like, Eduardo, like, you on the bench now, like...
Yeah. But, I mean, in the sand, I think, especially this year, like, man, those one balls, I was just just give, like, it to me up there.
I don't even know, like, why we even thought of that. We're just like, you know what would be crazy? Like, a one ball in sand. And you're like you know what?
I was just...
Like, good passes.
It came from that day where we were just constantly hitting the tape. Like, we could not get the ball over.
Yeah. No, but I remember that day. We were... And then, like, the next day, it was like, oh, the nets were too high.
Yeah. Yeah, they were like, a couple inches too high. But still, like, we could not... I could barely get over on a tip. Like, it was so bad.
I know. I remember that. Like, we kept hitting tape, like, every time. It just trickled down.
And I was like, all right, I'm a max jump this time.
Yeah.
If I can't get it, there's something wrong
with me. we finna quit.
I'm walking out the tournament.
Yeah, no, I remember that tournament. Because that's exactly what happened. Like, the next day, we were like, oh, damn, they were, like, 2 inches too high.
Yeah, we just literally just had to resort to tipping. That might have been, like, what could have cost us some games, but still, like, we literally just had to aggressive
then that
tips.
That one, like, pink team, they were so good at tips, though.
Yeah, and then there's that one tall kid that just bounced everything, which is
and it's crazy. Like, saying, like, why are you bouncing, bro?
Yeah, like, how are you bouncing?
Like, calm down.
But, yeah, I mean, well, thank you for picking me as your third. And just know you are on my list too.
All right, that's good. Yeah.
But going into, looks like the last question. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Last question. Okay. So just where can we see Josh Elvers in the future? Like, what is the place that we could look for? Do you have plans for college? Or are you gonna do another field? Or where can we see Josh Elvers?
You know, I'm definitely gonna go to college, but I'm still narrowing it down between a couple different choices. Like, I feel like at Rockford University, like, I'm guaranteed to, like, get in, and I'm guaranteed to be on the volleyball team. Like,
yeah,
that's a very solid, like, fundamental backup.
Yeah.
But then I feel like I don't want to stay in Rocket. Like, I want to go explore, like, like the world, even though I'm like, I'm going like one state away or something.
Yeah.
But
it feels like the world, especially in.
Yeah. Because it's so far and like spending so much time away from your family. Mm-hmm. And, like, you meet new people. I feel like I want to go do that. So I've been looking at Carthage and, you know, and Bradley. Carthage and Bradley. And Bradley has, I think I want to do computer science in the future. Yeah. And their computer science program looks really interesting to me. Mm-hmm. And they have like a club volleyball team, but it's not like part of the school kind of thing.
Yeah, but I think I've heard the club volleyball scene in Forest College is still very competitive.
Yeah, they still like play D2 like schools and stuff.
Yeah.
And then Carthage has a really good D3 men's team. And then they both have like intramurals as well. So like if I like do it the first year and I'm like, oh man, like I can't keep up with the studies, I can still like play volleyball.
Yeah, just to enjoy it.
So yeah, definitely college. And then definitely volleyball in college.
But just some way.
Just depends.
Yeah.
How and where.
Yeah. So Carthage, is that where your brother's, where do you live?
Yeah. My brothers do go to Carthage, yeah. And Carthage, that's pretty much why, because it's like I've been there. I know the campus. Mm-hmm. Like I know some of the people on the team. So I don't know.
Yeah. So does Nick, I know he played basketball, but is he playing volleyball up there at all?
Yeah, he's doing the intramurals.
Yeah.
And then he said, like, from what he's told me about, like, the games and stuff, like, about his skill level is, like the average play. So, like, I feel like I would be, like, playing below, but it wouldn't be, like, so far below that it wouldn't be fun. Like, it's still fun. They're still playing volleyball. Yeah. It's not like they're just, like, bumping it over every touch. Like, they're still hitting.
I feel like that's what a lot of people think intramurals is, just, like, bumping back and forth, middle school volleyball.
Yeah, no, like, that's kind of, like, what I had in mind, too. But then he told me it was, like they're actually, like, playing and hitting. Like, they didn't even – like, his team is good. Like, he had him and, like, technically he played volleyball his senior year. So he had, like, the fundamentals, but he didn't have experience. Mm-hmm. And then, like, he had, like, two, I think, girls on his team who have played in the past two, and they didn't even win the tournament. So it's, like,
wow.
There's still, like, competition there. Like, even if it's not for the team, like, school
team. There's competition in places that you probably wouldn't even imagine.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's good, though. I think it would be good. And what year are your brothers?
They are juniors.
Juniors this year, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, the time flies. I remember when they graduated.
I know. It seems like it was like 3 months ago or something, man.
Yeah, like.
Like, no, that was 3 years ago.
3 years. But, man, that's good, though. I'm excited to see where you go. And regardless, if you go to RU, it's still a great school. And Coach Mike is a great coach. And I think they're building a really good program over there. It's definitely in the works, but it's new.
It's new, but
it's new. Coming. It's coming along pretty good. He's getting the pieces in place.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it. That's all I got. Thank you so much for coming on and being just a guest on the second guest on my podcast. I really do appreciate it. And just thank you for coming and enjoying it with me and vibing with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, man. It was fun.
Yeah, I really hope whoever's listening to this makes it to this part. And if you made it to this part, I appreciate you too. And spread it to your friends. And yeah, so I really appreciate it, Josh. And I'll see you later.
Yeah, I'll see ya.